This year's Texas State Champion Ice Cream Freeze-Off is expected to feature lots of ice cream makers and people wanting to consume as much ice cream as they can. We get the latest from Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce President Meredith Cadell.
Well, it's almost time for ice cream, right?
Yes, it's right around the corner tomorrow at 4 o'clock, right out here at the Civic Center grounds. We're looking forward to it.
How many entries?
Well, when I left my office a few minutes ago, three more had come in. So we're up around the 60 mark, which is great. I think last year we ended up right around the 60 mark. We usually have several that come in the day of. So there'll be plenty of homemade ice cream. I do want to address the rain. It's supposed to rain tomorrow in the afternoon, but it's not supposed to rain very much. And so we're just going to continue to plan it as it is. If it comes an absolute flood, our alternative location is the high school, the student foyer area, and the breezeway and all that. So, but if I can at all help it, if it rains a little, I may be out there barefoot doing a rain dance or playing in the rain. But we're really going to plan on continuing it because it's only supposed to rain for a short period of time, a little bit of rain, and then we'll continue on. So hopefully everybody will come out. It's $3 for all you can eat. And what a fun day. Who doesn't want homemade ice cream in this hot, muggy weather?
I would imagine that the crowds will show up even with a little bit of rain.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of, I can't believe we're even saying that we need a little rain, but I know my bushes this morning look like they needed a little. So I'd really rather it wait till Sunday night or Monday so everybody could get all the fun Dairy Festival activities in. But if it rains just a little bit, we're going to continue on as we had planned and nothing will change. If it comes a flood, we'll move over to the high school, but that's our last alternative.
Got everything done, all ready to go?
Yeah, you can see we've got all the entry forms and all the people's signs. This is Chaney Johnson. She's cooking, doing peach ice cream. So we've got those all ready to go. They get a bowl and all the stuff they've turned into the judges, plus a whole bunch of goodies from local businesses. We have great sponsors for the event. And so everything's ready. I'm going to go back to my office and get the last small few things to have set up, and then we'll be ready to go tomorrow.
Table set up and all that, does that just happen day of?
Yes, we meet out here. The Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors and Ambassadors meet about 8 o'clock in the morning when it's a little bit cooler, and the Civic Center brings the tables out for us, and we get them all set up and get all the tents put up and do all that. And then we come back about 1:30 to get all this stuff out and make sure all the paperwork's done and everything's right and ready to go.
All right. Yeah, you get this down, that formula, and you just kind of roll it out.
We do. We're looking to make some changes next year, and so y'all can let me know what you think whenever you come out here. But we're considering doing a church category and doing a big ice cream freezer trophy that rotates from business to business, what church has the best homemade ice cream. Because you know all these churches, people are making homemade ice cream, so they could bring out their best and have a competition or category that includes the churches. So we're considering that maybe for businesses, I don't know. So when y'all are out here on Saturday, let me know what you think.
All right. Almost here.
I know. It'll be here before we know it, and it's going to be a great day.
What are you going to make?
Oh my goodness. I'm probably making banana. I'm going to make two freezers, but I think they'll both be banana because I haven't been able to find really good ripe peaches yet, because I usually like to make peach and banana, but it may just be all banana for me this time. So
now we need to stress that you're not competing, but this is for the overflow.
No, exactly. We have several. I have lots of board members and ambassadors and the sheriff's department. They make me freezers of ice cream. So we have extra ice cream so that if you know, everybody's here and they still haven't had their fill of homemade ice cream, then they can come up to the front and we have extra coolers up there that we can scoop ice cream from there as well. So we try to make sure everybody has plenty.
KSST News.